The latest data from the American Heart Association indicates that adults with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And the American Liver Foundation says that 100 million Americans have fatty liver. Start taking care of your liver with Liver Health Formula. You throw everything at your liver. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, statins, cigarettes. You shouldn't. And that's why so many people have a sluggish, fatty liver that makes you gain weight and lose energy. An all-natural supplement, which contains 12 clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect your liver. Liver Health Formula is manufactured right here in the USA and approved by American doctors. Now, when you try Liver Health Formula, you'll also get a free bottle of omega-3 to keep your heart healthy. Visit GetLiverHelp.com/Dana and take advantage of this special offer. That's GetLiverHelp.com/Dana. For decades, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions daily. So take care of your liver with Liver Health Formula and get a free bonus gift at GetLiverHelp.com/Dana.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I mean, we just had a similar story like this last week, but I guess this pantsless Florida man, 71 years old, was caught spying on this woman through her bathroom window like a total creeper. So nasty. 71-year-old David Lee Henning snuck up to his victim's home in Seminole, Florida, just after 5 a.m. last week. He was secretly watching her get ready for work. Now, officers had been tipped off, and body cam footage shows the moment they pounced on him. He was, I mean, when I say pantsless, I mean all pantsless. And he had the audacity to go, "Can I please get dressed?" when cops approached him. Like they were inconveniencing him. And they were first alerted because the victim said, "There's a stranger that keeps coming, trespassing on my property and spying on me in the morning." So he's been doing that for quite some time, apparently, sneaking through an enclosed privacy fence and then standing outside of her bathroom window. That's so disgusting. So they caught him. He resisted a little bit. So he got hit a little bit, had a little bit of blood on his head because he decided to FA and then he FO'd. So they caught him. So he's been arrested. He's put in handcuffs. He's been charged with voyeurism and two counts of burglary. He's held in Pinellas County Jail. I don't think people in jail take too kindly to, I'm just saying, you know, if there's a commissary I got to donate to, you know, for some snacks or something, you know,
not,
y'all just
not all old people are innocent.
See, Kane doesn't think old people are innocent.
That's not even what I said.
This one, a Florida man was caught, you know, if you're going to keep cocaine and fentanyl, I guess put it in your cookie jar. Collier County, Florida, 23-year-old Larry Chapman. Why do people shave the corner of their eyebrows like that? That's a whole separate conversation, but why is he doing the Vanilla Ice thing from the 90s?
Good question.
Why? They found almost 10 grams of fentanyl in a container labeled cookies in his driver's seat. And they arrested him 1015 Broward Street, Texas Avenue. They said that he was, not only did he have the fentanyl, but he also had cocaine possession. He had other stuff as well. But, I mean, obviously, even 2 milligrams of fentanyl is deadly. And they got 10 grams of it during their stop. And they said that he's been taken into custody. He'll probably, I'd imagine his charges are going to be pretty steep considering the deadliness of the drug that he had. Good heavens. But putting it in a cookie jar. He looks like a guy who is insulting Robert Smith of The Cure by trying to look like Robert Smith of The Cure. And it makes me dislike this guy even more. Just saying. A Florida man was caught injecting a chemical agent under their neighbor's door, and it made their baby sick. They actually caught this guy on camera. They have one of their, you know, one of those door cameras. But this 36-year-old, he squirted a liquid under their door several times, according to police. It tested positive for methadone and hydrocodone, and it made their baby sick. And it has, you know, obviously really bad side effects. But the family put this hidden camera outside their condo because they started smelling chemicals in their home, and it showed what this guy was doing, coming right to their door and squirting it literally right underneath their door, right on camera, multiple times. So this guy, he's in a lot of trouble. And they also said the condo association said he breached his contract, too. So he's in trouble with the family and the condo association. You've heard me rave about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun for a long time, and the fact is, I cannot say enough good things about it. I mean, the KSG is the one that started it all, made ordinary shotguns obsolete, and still reigns supreme. But the big reason I keep raving about it is I'm also the proud owner of one, at least. And trust me, I really put the KSG to the test before adding it to my collection. It's perfect for home defense or tactical situations, and this 12-gauge is a reliable go-to that's easy to handle for everyone. The KSG shotgun is the first 12-gauge pump-action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells, and with dual-tube magazines, offers a capacity of 12+1. Its downward shell ejection makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's compact, lightweight, and easy to maneuver and control. Learn more about the KSG shotgun at KeltecWeapons.com and follow Kel-Tec on social media. Visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com. Alice Cooper, such a legend. You know, he's like one of the nicest people you will ever meet in your life. I mean, in addition to being just like a rock pioneer. And the stagecraft and the songwriting and the presentation. I mean, he's just, you know, he's fantastic. Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash here with you. He also has a song called Only Women Bleed, which is what you were listening to. And this is one of the first things I thought, by the way, when this story exploded. Again, this started like on Friday, made the rounds over the weekend. I'm going to get really petty here for a moment because I'm a retired goth kid and I can. Okay, so there's this makeup company called Vampire Cosmetics. Now, the first thing I hate about Vampire Cosmetics is that they decide to try to make themselves stand apart by using a Y. Vampire Cosmetics. I checked them out. It looks like the Great Value version of MAC. And it looks like what all of the chicks who didn't make the flag team, so they decided to be quote unquote edgy, what they would use. Can you know what that's code for, right? What I just said?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Okay.
They make goth themed makeup. Gag me. Stop it. I looked at it. It's literally makeup for the chicks who didn't make the flag team and they decided to be edgy as their personality substitute. So they, you know, Alice Cooper is Alice Cooper. He doesn't need their money. He's Alice Cooper. I mean, it's not his real name, but you know what I mean. He's Alice Cooper. I mean, this guy pioneered, I mean, he's a rock pioneer, but I dare say he pioneered goth rock. So he had this partnership with Vampire Cosmetics, right? Well, he gave an interview where he was asked about, or somehow it came up, the issue of transgender and the surgeries on kids, etc. He said that he thought transgender surgeries were a fad, and he thought that it was wrong, though, that kids were being confused. And when he was asked about it, he said, you know, he goes, I find it wrong when you've got a 6-year-old kid who has no idea. He says, if he just wants to play and you're confusing him, telling him that, yeah, you're a boy, but you could be a girl if you want to be, he says that's confusing and it's not kind to kids, and he's not wrong. He says that it's absurd to confuse kids like this. He says, you're still trying to find your identity, and yet here's this thing going on saying, yeah, but you can be anything you want. You can be a cat if you want to be. I mean, if you identify as a tree, and I'm going, come on. He says, it's so absurd. He says, it's gone out of the point of absurdity. And he also mentioned the woke thing, and he goes, quote, who's making the rules? He says, is there a building somewhere in New York where people sit down every day and say, okay, we can't say mother now. We have to say birthing person. Get that out on the wire. Who is the person making these rules? He asks. I don't get it. He says, I'm not being old school about it. I'm being logical about it. So Vampire Cosmetics, they were unhappy about his statements because they're narrow-minded bigots. They were unhappy that Alice Cooper thought it was absurd to push 6-year-olds into mutilating their genitals because their parents wanted to live out their activist dreams or their Munchausen by proxy syndrome and pretend that their children were of a different sex. He just thought, it's a little too young for that. He didn't say anything mean. There was not a single thing in there he said that was mean. But Vampire Cosmetics really wanted, I mean, because your name is Vampire Cosmetics, and you got Flag Team Rejects as your ambassador. So, you know, I'm looking at this like you really are thirsty for some kind of media attention. The fact that they got Alice Cooper to as an endorsement with them in the first place is amazing. I don't know how they accomplished that feat. So they decided to release a statement. They said, quote, "In light of recent statements by Alice Cooper, we will no longer be doing a makeup collaboration. We stand with all of the members of the LGBTQIA plus community and believe everyone should have access to healthcare. All pre-order sales will be refunded. Vampire Cosmetics for vampires." So first off, cutting off your schlong is not healthcare. Unless it's a bomb and it's going to blow, and that's the only way that you can, you know, remedy that situation. You know what I'm saying? Taking some skin off of your thigh and fashioning it into a Frankenween and attaching it to your female copulatory organ does not make you a dude. That's exactly, I'm being very generous in how I'm describing that actual process. So that is not healthcare. That's actually the opposite of healthcare, because you are creating a need for healthcare for life by doing this. So because he thought that 6 years old, because he thought little kids, maybe shouldn't confuse him like that. You can't do makeup with him, a guy who can do makeup better than you, because you all do makeup like RuPaul taught you. I'm trying really hard here. It's Monday and I'm trying real hard. I feel like Sam Jackson sitting in the diner talking to Ringo. I'm trying real hard to be the shepherd here. They said all pre-order sales of their Vampire Cosmetics. This is like an unintentional What We Do in the Shadows skit. So they decided they're not going to do a makeup collab with him. Actually, it looks like a Pat McGrath ripoff, if I'm being totally honest. Like, you could literally probably get some stuff out of the trash at Walmart and cobble it together with some basic mineral oil and come out with a more pigmented, you know, palette than this wannabe emo trash, not actually goth, flag girl reject garbage. If I'm being honest, just saying. So they said they described themselves as proudly women-owned, disabled-owned, and LGBTQ+-owned. Like, what else do you want to add? Stutter owned, what else? Six toe owned, like how, when do you want to stop it? Gets indigestion owned. Where does it go? Where does it stop? I mean, I'm just saying, any, you know, halitosis owned, like where do you stop? The managing owner of the company said, quote, "We are queer and disabled." I'm not even kidding you. That's what she said. That's an actual statement that she said. I felt like I just want to stop there for a moment before I get into the rest of the statement, because I feel like that's, are you dunking on yourself? Like, I don't understand what's happening here. And proudly neurodiverse women working around the clock to bring you cosmetics so uniquely packaged, you exclaim, holy crap, when you see it. That's her quote. Yeah. Holy blank. That's horrible. That's my first thought. Now, we actually reached out to Alice Cooper. I met him once. I met him at a Comic-Con. Nicest dude ever. And there's no way he's going to... He just made one comment. He's not looking... He's probably... You know what he's doing? He's probably praying and then feeding hungry kids somewhere. Oh, I'm not joking. Like, he literally leads Bible study. You know that, right? He's a big Christian. He leads Bible studies. And every Christmas... You know how Alice Cooper spends Christmas? Alice Cooper spends Christmas feeding and personally serving hungry children in Phoenix. That's what he does every Christmas. That's like a thing that he does. That's how he spends Christmas. He doesn't go to Aspen and celebrate on the slopes. No, he literally goes and he personally serves and feeds thousands of hungry kids. That's amazing. Do you think Vampire Cosmetics does that? The audacity of a company that is grifting off of Pat McGrath and Mac and wannabe stuff, trying to cancel the guy who literally created everything that you do, is so unbelievably ironic to me. I talked about this on Twitter because this made me really angry. The fact that they tried to do this, they're an intolerant and bigoted company. And they think apparently that experimental medically unnecessary surgery on kids is the same as health care. These people are posers. And the fact that they are posers is measured by the fact that they didn't even know, apparently, they didn't know Alice Cooper when they signed up to do this collaboration with him. They didn't know anything beyond like a garden variety Google search. Otherwise, they would have become immediately familiar with his beliefs. Had they been actually familiar with him, or had they been real fans, like, his statement would not at all have been surprising. I mean, hi, only women bleed. Good grief. I want to make fun of this company more. Have you seen it, Kane?
Yeah, I did.
Is this the mean thing to do? Is it mean? Should I not? Because I'm trying to be nice. I just can't stand. You know what I mean when I say flag reject, right? Flag squad reject. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think they blocked me on Instagram. I think. I only said one thing to them. But they're ruining Silent Hill by trying to do a thing with Silent Hill. But I'm just like, these are all the chicks that couldn't get dates for homecoming. I'm being real. Juan's dying. I'm being real. It's for real. Right? It's like, don't sit here and try to appropriate, you know, this is who I am. It's not your costume. Don't sit here and try to do that, because you couldn't succeed anywhere else. For real. Your makeup looks like, your pigmentation looks horrible. Oh yes, I am. Why? Yes. I have a set of skills. I know gun law, and I also know goth makeup very well. So let's not do this. Vampire. Let's not. I just can't. Like, who is you, right? Who is you? This is Alice Cooper. This is like going up to Santa and being like, mm-mm. Like an elf trying to challenge Santa. Shut up. Who are these people coming out of the woodwork? No, I do believe that kids should be operated on unnecessarily without any medical reason. Good grief. As students begin heading back to school, do you think they'll be learning about the founding principles that made America the freest and most prosperous nation in history? Will they learn that our unalienable rights are God-given and not granted by government? Will they be given a full and honest account of our nation's history? The answer to all of these questions is yes for students at Hillsdale College. In addition to teaching college students, Hillsdale has extended its teaching to K-12 students and lifelong learners like you. If you're not doing so already, one of the best ways to start learning from the folks at Hillsdale is through Imprimis, Hillsdale's free digest of liberty. You can sign up for free at this special website for a limited time at Dana4Hillsdale.com. And you can look forward to Imprimis each month. It's interesting, useful, and free, and it's one of the best and smartest in conservative constitutionalist thought. Find out more about Hillsdale College and sign up for Imprimis at Dana4Hillsdale.com. That's Dana4Hillsdale.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently France has a surplus of wine, too much wine, in fact, and they're paying millions to destroy the leftovers. They're going to destroy enough wine to fill more than 100 Olympic-sized swimming pools. It's going to cost them $216 million. Or you could just send it to me. I'm surprised mom's demand hadn't drank at all. In fact, it's actually getting more expensive to make wine. And so people are drinking less of it. This is a terrifying concept because this is like, you know, this is one of the things that unites everybody, right? You don't have a lot of water cooler kind of stuff anymore, or at least wine barrel stuff. So they said, like, for instance, some of the famous wine producing regions like Bordeaux are struggling because people are not drinking as much wine. Decline is not new. This has happened before. It kind of goes. There's an interesting story that I read over the weekend that targets, or that tracks and looks, you know, highs and lows and economics and wine consumption. And that's, you know, I think kind of like for a number of related things, like people go for cheaper liquor. That's fine. But I think it's too early to make a big grand sweeping declaration about the end of wine, though, but it still is. You know. Put pest animal species on the pill. Don't cull them, says a scientist who apparently has no idea what it means to have land management, especially if you're dealing with, like wild hogs. He's saying put them on the pill. So big pharma gets to make a ton of money and you get to spend the manpower and all of the stuff to put these really, shut up. This is so dumb. Cull them. You have to have her because they still eat and they still cause devastation. You know, good grief. That's just a dumb. Yeah, well, I don't know. Like, it is gamey. If you get a wild hog, it's a little gamier. That's why you got to domesticate it and make it all pink and purdy. and get it tasting good on grain. You do. That's, I mean, it, you could let them go out in the wild and they get all hairy and toothy. It's crazy. A man got struck by lightning twice in 5 minutes. This is wild. A Chinese man considers himself lucky. He got hit twice in a 5 minute span in one thunderstorm last month. And he lost consciousness and fell to the ground. And then he barely had time to register what happened when he got knocked out again. What did this guy do to make the Lord angry? I'm just wondering. Let's see. This, if you would like to spend $450 for a unique picnic dangling 295 feet over a thundering waterfall, well, guess what? You are in luck. It is a Brazilian adventure firm. They're offering just that. You literally sit suspended hanging over a waterfall and you have a picnic.
No.
But don't fall or drop anything because it'll plunge into the water. I've been amazed by this story. Let me pull this up because this has been kind of entertaining here. You know the pattern that you've seen with all the climate protesters? They run out on the road and they try to block traffic. Y'all seen all that? So Burning Man, if the festival out in the Nevada desert has been taking place, although I think, I'm just curious, it doesn't sound like it is as widely attended, but they had the climate protesters that were blocking the road into Burning Man. Now, elsewhere, you see these videos of climate protesters blocking the road, and it's usually people let them do what they want. They just sit there and they block traffic and they raise all kinds of hell. That is not what was happening in Nevada. They had tribal police show up. Rangers from a particular tribal department in Nevada, they plowed right through the climate blockade and immediately began arresting demonstrators. There was one tribal officer who got out of the vehicle and ordered a woman to the floor at gunpoint before telling her to stop resisting arrest. And all of the eco nuts started shrieking and hollering like piglets. Oh my gosh! We're not violent! They were screaming. We're not violent! Oh my God! It was all that. It was just crazy. They shrieked, they sobbed, they cried. And these tribal police were not having it. They were done for the day. I thought it was kind of funny because, I mean, you have Burning Man. And isn't it mostly kind of like white hippies that go to Burning Man?
Yeah.
And you would, well, if you had to gauge, Kane, the politics, just on average of the people who go to Burning Man. I mean, I'm sure there's some capital L libertarians there, but if you just had to gauge overall the politics of the people who attend Burning Man, what would you say they are?
The left of center.
Okay, yeah. That sounds about right. And the climate people, if you had to gauge their politics, what would you?
Well, that would be, yeah, definitely okay. left of center.
I like what my friend Dave Bird says. He goes, what makes this extra amusing is that the Rangers are tribal police and the backed up traffic is for Burning Man. Native American cops busting up a standoff between two tribes of white progressives is straight up comedy gold.
So true.
It is. And they're like, words fail. Words utterly fail. A police truck plowed in a peaceful climate block. So you have two groups of white progressives fighting and the tribal police show up and beat ass, basically. That's what it is.
Yep.
That's hysterical. I could watch that on loop all day. Could watch it on loop. There's something about it. I think they need to go out and the tribal police need to go and start training other police departments on how to deal with the people who block traffic.
Yeah.
I don't think that would work well in Texas. First off, I don't think these people would have the brass to get on some of the highways. So if you're unfamiliar with how Texas does highways, so Texas, although we're blowing through the, all of our rainy day fund because we're having to pay for Joe Biden's immigration catastrophe. But there is so much of a budget surplus in Texas that we're just like, well, what do we need more of? Roads. So Texas does like supersized highways. There'll be highways with like 11 lanes on each side. And then they'll build skyscraper high bridges. And whenever my mom drives with me, if we have to drive somewhere, and we get on the highway and we get on one of them big overpasses, she has to close her eyes because it goes so far. I mean, you are going. It is kind of unnerving if you're not used to it.
Yeah.
I mean, the first time you drive it, you're like, what in the world? It's because they can. That's why they do it. Just because they can. This needs another big skyscraper high on ramp over here. But they just have like tons of, they take their highways very seriously. And then you have the front road, the frontage roads, all this stuff. Yeah, Steve was like, I was freaking out, right? Steve, you know what these are, remember? Steve is from the East Coast. So you saw these big old overpasses, right?
Yeah, we don't get these massive freeways in the Northeast. You just get like two lanes in, two lanes out to every city. So when I went down to Dallas, it was very eye-opening. I was grabbing the handle on the side of the door.
Steve is, because it is, it's like it's, and then people drive crazy. So in Texas, you have to have a big car because everybody else has a big car. So I like to have the biggest car. And then I like to set myself up pretty high in my big car so everyone can see it's a tiny woman driving a big car, which scares the hell out of the men, and they all stay away from me because they don't want higher insurance because me. So, you know, it's like a safety precaution. But there, I mean, it's crazy. I cannot see these people. If they tried this, they would get beat down by everybody. Black, white, everybody. Mexican, atheist, Christian, doesn't matter. They would all get beat down. This is not going to happen. You cannot pull something like that in Texas. I mean, the highways, I mean, there's, you know, and in Texas, by the way, I'll add this. You might be sitting next to somebody in church and you're all are, you know, hallelujah and, you know, and put money in the plate and do all this stuff. I'm going to pray for you, et cetera, et cetera. You get on the highway. It is a whole new world. It is kill or be killed. It is eat or be eaten. It is like that on the highway. It does not matter where you're coming from. So these people would never, this would never happen here, just like it never happened in Nevada. They don't have time for that. It's a desert and it's hot. Get out the road. They got somewhere to go. They don't have time for this. Jeez. That's like a dumb way to protest too, by the way. You're not, isn't the whole point of protest to try to convince people to come to your side? Isn't it? Like, aren't you trying to persuade people to agree with you? Well, you're just ticking them off. How is that helping your cause by just making them mad? Jiminy Christmas. We got a lot more on the way. Yeah, those Nevada Rangers, they need to go out everywhere and start training. Employee of the month right there. They're the employee of the month right now.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.